Hey and welcome back. In this specific video, I want to show you basically how to edit your audio files within Audacity. So right now, what I have is an audio file that I have opened up, and it's an audio file that deals with a specific topic of removing distractions out of your life. And this particular audio file talks about how to find your personality. Now, here's what you're going to do. As an example, I want to basically walk you through step by step on how to effectively use the Audacity tool. And then I'm going to show you basically how to edit it and how to add the intro, how to add the outro, and of course, how to add the soundtrack. Now, the beauty of Audacity is that it is a multi-track editor. So you can add as many tracks as you want. Now, remember in the previous video where I talked about recording the first 5 seconds of white noise or the room noise? Well, there is a reason why you're going to need that, and I'm going to show you right now. Now, before we actually jump right into that, let me give you a quick overview of Audacity. So with Audacity, you can play it, you can pause it, you can stop it, you can rewind it, skip it to the left, skip it to the end, and then, of course, you can record it. Now, over here is the volume. Of course, the volume in terms of the output volume, the input volume or the microphone is defined right here. So this is how loud it is in terms of your microphone. Now, you're able to zoom in and out with these two buttons. So you can zoom out and you can zoom in. Another tool that you will likely use a lot is this specific time shift tool. If you click it, this will allow you to move the audio track back and forth. So let's say, for example, I need 10 seconds of time for the outro or the intro. And then for the outro, I need a certain amount of space. So what I normally do is just dump all the intros, outros, podcasts, and the soundtrack all within Audacity. And once it's in there, I can move things around very, very easily. Now, you can easily delete certain things. So for example, if I highlight and I click on delete on my keyboard, it'll delete that section. So you can delete areas. For example, I could delete half of this and it would delete that part. So it would allow me to delete certain portions of the audio file that I'm dealing with right now. Now, you can also apply certain things to it. So for example, I could apply, like highlight all this with my mouse. And if you click on effect, you have many different effects here. So you can remove noise right here to remove room noise. You can amplify it or increase the sound. You can increase the bass, the treble, the pitch, the speed, the tempo, the echo, if you have any, and more. Now, a lot of these have to do with music. Not necessarily, but most of the time, like the wah-wah and things like that. Most of the time, you're going to be using a few of these, like amplify, fade in, fade out. So I can make this right here fade in. So that way it's quiet and it increases. And I can make this fade out. You see? But you have to highlight the portion where you want it to the effect to happen. So you got fade in, fade out, noise removal, which is something that you'll most likely use, and you have other things like that. Now, noise removal, assuming you have taken, let's say, the first 5 seconds for the room noise, what you have to do is all you have to do is just select that area. And I think I'm going to zoom in a little bit so you can see it better here. But once you have selected that area, click on noise removal, and then you can get noise profile. After you have done that, go back to noise removal, and you can adjust the settings and click on preview to make sure that's what you want. And when you're ready, simply click OK. All right, so you'll notice right here that the audio and the volume is too low. So what I can do here is just highlight everything. I just clicked on Control A or select all, so you can go edit, select all. But once you have done that, I can go to effect and amplify, and I can actually increase the dB. So right now it's at this point, so I can increase it here. Now, before you apply anything, a lot of times you'll see preview, which will allow you to preview it before you actually make the changes. Okay, so that's still low. I'm going to increase that here. And click OK. Okay, so that worked out just like I wanted it to. And you can actually edit, delete. You can select certain areas and just click on delete, and it'll actually delete it. Now what I want to do is just show you how to edit and add the intro and outro and the soundtrack. So with Audacity, it's really easy. All you have to do is simply drag and drop the file into here. So this can be our soundtrack right here. So I can drag and drop it in. And as you can see, that would be our soundtrack. Now, or that could be an intro or soundtrack. So let's say, for example, I want to make this right here my intro. And then I can make this right here my soundtrack. If I were to do that, all I need to do is select this time shift tool, and then what I need to do is move it to a section where I want it to play. So let's say, for example, that right here, this is my intro. If that's my intro, and then this is my actual podcast, and then, of course, this is my soundtrack. Now, soundtrack, generally speaking, you want to make it so that it is longer. And then, of course, let's say that this right here is my outro. Now, obviously, you want to make sure that outro is here, and over here. And you will notice that with Audacity, when you move it over here, you'll see a yellow line. That yellow line means that it aligns up straight with this. That way you don't have to guess, does it actually line up or not? So we got our intro, our podcast, our soundtrack. Generally speaking, soundtracks should be the same length as the podcast itself. And then, of course, you have the outro here. Now, you don't have to do the soundtrack throughout. I will say that you want to make sure you have your podcast is louder than your music. So your music should be a lot less. So let's say this is our podcast for a minute. The audio should be about a tenth of the size. So you don't want it to be too large in itself. So that's really how to use Audacity. There are other options, as you can see here, but these are the main ones that you can use. And of course, you can always change your microphone being this, and your speaker. So you can always change your speaker. And for some of you, you might have several microphones. You might have the computer microphone and the actual condenser microphone. So if it's not picking up and you're testing it, just click on this drop-down menu here. And you're going to be able to see the different options here. Generally speaking, you'll see two stereo and one mono. I generally stick with two stereo, and that's it. Now, after you have listened to it and you're happy with everything and you're good to go, what you need to do now is export the file as an MP3 file. To do that, all you need to do is listen to it. If you're good to go, click on File at the very top, click on Export, and then down in the Save as Type drop-down menu, click on MP3 Files, and click on Save. So it says, warning, your tracks will be mixed down to two stereo channels in the exported file. Click OK. And you can add, of course, the artist name, which is your name, obviously. Track title, you can do specific podcast titles if you want, and so forth. It's not required. But once you're done, click on OK. And I wanted to make sure I got this error message, but basically what it's looking for is the lame_encoder.dll file. This will allow you to create MP3 files. So all you need to do is click on download. And this is basically the file that you're going to need for Audacity. So what you need to do is, it says go to this page, click on Windows Downloads, click this file here. It's a .exe file, so it's an executable. If you're using a Mac or anything else, download these files here. And of course, once you're done downloading the file, what you need to do is install it. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. And once you're done installing that, all you have to do is go back here and click on Export, choose MP3 files, click on Save, click OK, and there we go. So now it's exporting the entire file as 128 kbps, which is a high quality MP3 file. And it's going to only take maybe about a minute, and then we'll be good to go. So I'm going to move on to the next video, and we're going to start uploading, talking about podcast hosting, and of course then later down I'm going to show you how to upload to the podcast host, and of course ultimately we're almost there to submit it to iTunes in just a few videos.